All right, Barry. Second place tonight. Is that your best finish of the year?
It is the best finish of the year, yep.
And about maybe 30 seconds after having the car stuffed in the wall last week, was that something that you envisioned at all at this point, let alone even being here?
Last week's crash bent and broke a lot of stuff in the front end of the car, but I had no question that we'd be here this week. I have a crew, and I have a bunch of guys that want to help, and I have a pretty big arsenal of spare parts, and so I was able to get enough parts and enough help from people. Pat Strong helped out. Jeff Lavery helped out. I had a lot of support to get the car back together this week.
Overall, I'll call it season complete, other than just the classic weekend. How would you rate your first season of the 350? I know it's been frustrating at times.
It's been frustrating. It's just like these cars are a lot different than the SBS cars. Somebody told me that these cars want to break just sitting there. And they're a lot more maintenance, and they're a lot more set up, and they're way different to drive. It's been a disappointing season, but I'm still glad I made the change.
You're a pretty social guy, and I'm sure you've been around here for a really long time, and knowing what you know, and with the run in New England and the Smack Series and then Oswego, what... these ever long question everybody's asking, what can these organizations and tracks and so on, what can they do to get on the same page? What's the easiest step?
The easiest step is to get on the same page. Same tire rules, same wing rules, same engine rules, maybe even a gear rule. If Oswego and Smack and Star all work together, this class would thrive. Scheduling conflicts, let's get rid of those. Every track wants to have races, and I understand that, but everybody's got to work together.
Do you think maybe not running these guys here every week next year might open up some other opportunities?
Well, I mean, it's a possibility, but we didn't run here every week this year.
Like, you missed one?
I think we were off. We were off twice when the place was open, and we had even considered traveling, but on some of the nights that we were off here, they were off other places. This is obviously easier for us to get to. It's only 7 miles down the road. So there's no travel expenses in that to consider. But it's just, I do think they need to work out scheduling between the three tracks that run them, or the three organizations that run them. And it's just, everybody's just got to work together.
Not to put you on the spot, but who do you think needs to give the most?
I can't answer that, because I really don't know what goes on in those meetings behind closed doors.
But everybody's got to give something, you're saying?
I think everybody's got to give something. I applaud Oswego for putting up some big money at their last race. It didn't work out for them. They didn't get the cars they expected. But I applaud their trying. They've talked to us several times during the year and said they're committed to this class. And I really hope it takes off.
Will you hop in this car and do any more competition outside of Spiegel this year?
We are planning on going to the Star Classic, and I know that's going to be a challenge for us, because those guys up there, they're all good. They're racing a different engine package than us. It's going to be different, but we're up for the challenge. We're just looking to go have some fun, which is why we do this in the first place. We got to get through Classic first, of course. But, we're going to plan on running up the Star Classic. And I guess there's another one in Maine sometime in October. I'm not really sure what the details are at that. But if it's
not snowing.
You never can tell in October, here or Maine. I want to travel. I love going to new racetracks.